September 7, 2025. Today's cybersecurity landscape is defined by a series of critical vulnerabilities and breaches impacting major enterprise systems, government infrastructure, and the software supply chain. Several significant developments emerged today, demanding immediate attention from businesses and security professionals. This report details the key cybersecurity events reported as of 17:00 UTC. SAP S4 HANA vulnerability actively exploited. Most pressing cybersecurity concern today centers around a critical vulnerability within SAP S4 HANA. A code injection flaw, designated CVE-2025-42957, is currently being actively exploited in the wild, presenting a severe risk to organizations utilizing this widely deployed enterprise resource planning ERP system. While specific details regarding the initial point of compromise remain under investigation, security researchers at Cygnus Security reported a surge in anomalous activity targeting S4 HANA instances across multiple sectors, including manufacturing, finance, and retail. The speed with which this vulnerability is being leveraged underscores the urgency for affected organizations to implement immediate mitigation strategies, stated Dr. Anya Sharma, lead analyst at Cygnus Security, in a press briefing earlier today. Vulnerability allows for full system takeover, meaning attackers could potentially gain complete control over the affected S4 HANA instance, including access to sensitive financial data, operational processes, and customer information. SAP has released a security patch version 11.0.32 addressing the vulnerability, but the extent of systems already compromised remains unclear. Organizations are advised to immediately assess their S4 HANA deployments for signs of compromise and to apply the patch as a priority. Chrome V8 USAFTER-free vulnerability patched. Google released a security update today addressing a high-severity USAFTER-free vulnerability within Chrome's V8 JavaScript engine. The vulnerability, identified as a critical issue, could have allowed attackers to execute remote code execution, RCE, attacks targeting users browsing the web. The vulnerability was discovered by a team of independent security researchers and promptly reported to Google, who swiftly developed and deployed a patch in the latest Chrome release. This proactive response from Google highlights the importance of continuous monitoring and rapid patching within critical browser engines, commented Mark Olson, a senior security consultant at SecureState. The patch specifically addresses the conditions that could lead to the USAFTER-free error, preventing attackers from exploiting the flaw. Users are strongly advised to update to the latest version of Chrome to ensure protection against this vulnerability. TransUnion data breach impacts 4.4 million individuals. A significant data breach was disclosed today affecting TransUnion, one of the leading credit reporting agencies. The breach resulted in the leakage of sensitive information for approximately 4.4 million individuals. The compromised data includes names, addresses, social security numbers, and other personally identifiable information, PII. The exact nature of the attack is still under investigation, but initial reports suggest a sophisticated phishing campaign was used to gain initial access to TransUnion systems. The breach has raised serious concerns for enterprises relying on TransUnion services for credit reporting and identity verification. Regulatory bodies are expected to launch investigations, and TransUnion is facing significant reputational damage. Affected individuals are advised to monitor their credit reports closely for any signs of fraudulent activity and to consider placing a credit freeze. NPM NX supply chain attack reveals 20,000 files. Attackers successfully leveraged the Velociraptor incident response tool to execute a supply chain attack targeting the NPM package, NX. The attack resulted in the leakage of approximately 20,000 sensitive files, primarily related to IT and development tools. Velociraptor, a popular tool for incident response, was compromised through a vulnerability in its own code. The attackers then used the compromised tool to gain access to the NX package repository, a widely used tool for managing JavaScript projects. This incident highlights the inherent risks associated with relying on third-party tools and the potential for attackers to exploit vulnerabilities within those tools to compromise downstream projects. The NPM team has issued a security advisory and is working to mitigate the impact of the attack. Developers are urged to review their dependencies and ensure they are using the latest versions of their tools. U.S. federal judiciary strengthens cybersecurity measures. Following recent sophisticated cyberattacks targeting the U.S. federal judiciary, the court system is significantly strengthening its cybersecurity measures. The judiciary is implementing enhanced protections for sensitive legal documents and is collaborating with federal agencies to bolster its defenses. Details released by the U.S. courts, available at https://www.uscourts.gov, outline a multifaceted approach, including increased investment in security infrastructure, enhanced employee training, and the implementation of stricter access controls. The move reflects a growing recognition of the vulnerability of government systems to cyber threats and a commitment to safeguarding critical legal information. Summary of developments, September 7, 2025. Today's cybersecurity landscape was dominated by several critical events. A code injection vulnerability in SAP S4 HANA was actively exploited. A USAFTER-free vulnerability in Chrome's V8 engine was patched. TransUnion suffered a data breach impacting 4.4 million individuals. An NPM supply chain attack compromised the NX package, and the U.S. federal judiciary enhanced its cybersecurity defenses. These events underscore the ongoing need for robust security practices across all sectors and highlight the evolving sophistication of cyber threats. Further investigation and analysis are ongoing, and organizations are urged to prioritize mitigation efforts based on the information available. Section break. Disclaimer. This blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.